This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, later this morning, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case of Mutual Pharmaceutical versus Bartlett, a case that could have big implications on the availability of generic drugs in the U.S. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
John Hertig is a pharmacy professor at Purdue University. He says that chemically, a generic drug and a brand name drug are identical.
We're talking about medications that are intended to do the same thing
and have the same adverse reactions. In 2004, New Hampshire resident Karen Bartlett took a generic drug that had some really horrible side effects. So she sued the company that made it, arguing the drug was defective. A jury awarded her $21 million. John Hertig says there are risks to every medication, and those side effects were part of the drug's profile.
So this isn't necessarily a defect of the drug. It's something that was known from the generic drug and the brand drug.
Allison Hoffman teaches law at UCLA. She says that if the FDA tells a company it can make a generic drug, and that company makes the drug,
and it harms somebody, the question is who should pay for that harm.
If it's the drug maker, the company may decide it's too risky and perhaps too costly to make it at all. If the drug maker is not liable, the company may have no incentive to pull a potentially dangerous drug off the market. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.